As America remembers its war dead on Memorial Day, we're hearing from family members and friends of fallen soldiers and Marines. Sergeant Bill Kerr had an unusual resume for an enlisted man. He was a Capitol Hill staffer, then a Washington journalist, before joining the Marines at age 34. Reporter Jacob Fenston visited Sergeant Kerr's widow at her home in Alexandria, Virginia.
Renee Brown is feeding one of her twin daughters mashed peas.
You hungry?
Okay, open up.
Brown's husband, Bill Kerr, was a reservist on his third deployment. Helmand Province, Afghanistan, August 13th, 2009.
They were ambushed by insurgents, and Bill died from a single gunshot wound to the neck.
Brown was 5 months pregnant. The twins were born in December, released from the hospital just one day after Kerr's detachment returned from Afghanistan.
So the morning of my discharge, my mother-in-law and my brother were there to pick me up and take us home. But I kept playing through my mind how, if things had been different, it would have been Bill there at the hospital coming to meet his daughters and take us home.
Since then, she's been on maternity leave, taking care of her daughters.
I really don't feel anger that Bill went on that deployment. Bill was doing his job, and he wouldn't have been the man I loved and chose to spend my life with and raise a family with had he not made the decision and honored the commitment to go. I do, however, miss him terribly. They will never miss him the same way that I do, but I try to be mindful every day about how I can teach them about their father and how I can hopefully make them understand someday that he loved them without having ever met them.
Brown says Memorial Day is no different than any other day.
Every day is a day that I remember my husband and grieve his loss.
For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston in Washington.
This is NPR News.